It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Today on episode number 335, it is chock full of information. We talk about what do you need to take to the expo, and it's more than business cards. We're going to talk about podcasting equipment in terms of how much should you really be spending? Do you need to spend $1,200? What about the Heil PR40? Why do I have to turn all the knobs all the way up? We're going to talk about podcasting and specifically about growing your audience and how it requires a personal touch. And last but not least, we're going to talk about how one company is considering using podcasting for business and what I recommended they do with their resources. And at the very end, I've got a promo for a new podcast that I'm putting out starting in 2013.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your, here's that word again, personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to this show, look, here's my goal. I want to help you just avoid all the podcasting pitfalls. And what I do that by talking about all things podcasting, from recording to planning to promoting to producing, all points in between. That's what we're going to talk about. And if you're looking to start a podcast, there is one place on the internet that has everything you need, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I'm the man behind that website. I thank you so very, very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to hear from you. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. You can also use the feedback button on the website out there. You can also leave a comment in on our blog post. And everything I talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/335. So I have a question from my good buddy Charles from the Bear Crawler Nation. Charles, take her away.
Hello. Hey, Dave. This is Charles of The Other Side Alive, and I want to thank you for recommending a vote for us on the podcast awards under the category of general. You sure are a man to be proud of, or be proud to be friends with, or I don't know. I like you. That's what I'm saying. I like you. Thank you, sir, for the recommendation. My partner and I, R. Mordant Mon, my co-host, co-founder of Success Freaks, along with me. We're not that kind of partner. Quit giving me hand signals. So there we go. I have a question. I do. I have a question for the School of Podcasting. We're trying to figure out, we're preparing to go to New Media Expo in Las Vegas in January. We know you've been, you've seen other people there, and we wanted your expert advice. As a show, as a company, and a show host, provider, whatever you want to put yourself into, what do you take to promote yourself while you're there? We're not going to be speaking. We're not getting a booth. We're going to be shaking hands and rubbing elbows and networking. What do you take? Obviously, there's business cards, but we wanted to hear from you and your audience. So please, sir, help us out. What should we take to New Media Expo?
All right, Charles, thank you, first of all, very much for the question, and I like you too. The question is, and I went back and listened to this again as we played that. What do you take to New Media Expo? Well, number one, your tickets, which you can get by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/Nancy Mary Xylophone. And that's my affiliate link. So if you're going to be going and you need tickets, that's a way to support the show. But what do you take? Okay, you take your business card. We're going to go with that. That's just a given. Yes, you could do CDs, but who listens to CDs anymore? And you could take brochures, but, you know, the standard currency is business cards. But here's what else you need to take. You need to take the courage. You need to take the courage to hand those out. And that's simply by looking at the brand new, spanking new stranger next to you and going, so what brings you to the expo? And they go, well, I do a podcast. It's about ceramics. And now in your head, you're going, ceramics. Oh, jeez. Great. Wonderful. As you're listening and you're nodding your head, right? And you're like, okay, whatever. Ceramics. Jeez. How do you do a podcast about ceramics? Okay, whatever. Now, And you say, well, oh, by the way, my name's Dave. I do a podcast, you know, and it's nice to meet you. And then see if they go, do you do a podcast? And you can say, yeah, I do a podcast about podcasting. And the person from the ceramics podcast is going, podcast, oh, geez, there's only a billion of those, right? Right? But here's what the key to that. Listen. Listen to that person. And we're going to talk about personal. If you, one of the like biggest, hugest, largest, nicest things you can do for somebody is to honestly listen to them. And why that's important is later when you're standing in the lunch line and you again take the courage to look at the person next to you and go, so what brings you to the expo? And they go, oh, I'm a blogger. And you go, really? What do you blog about? And they go, pottery. And you go, really, what's your name? And they go, Steve. And you go, Steve, that guy right over there, that guy named Susie, you got to go talk to her. She does the ceramics podcast. You might make a great guest. So you go, Susie, come here. I want to introduce you to my new buddy, Steve. Steve, Susie, Susie, Steve. And here's what's great about that. Maybe Steve is a great guest for Susie. Who's Susie going to thank for that? You. Why? Because you listened. And now when somebody says, hey, I'm thinking of starting a podcast, Susie's going to go, oh, I got the guy for you. He's got the website with has everything you need to start a podcast. Why? Not because you're interested in the ceramic podcast, but because you listened and you helped her find a guest. So realize it's not always about what those people can do for you. It's about what can you do for them. So have the courage to talk to strangers and listen. But the other thing you need to ask yourself, because you're putting out some money, you're putting out some cash to go here, right? You might want to ask yourself, what, when I come home and somebody says, was the show good for you? You can say, yes, it was because blank. Right? What's going to make New Media Expo, what's going to make that a success for you? So when I went to what was then Blog World in New York, and I looked at the money I was putting out, I was like, man, what's going to make this a success? I got to definitely get some new clients out of this. And my actions then, so if you take that, here's my target. Remember we said you have to have a target. My target there was to get some new clients. And then I looked at my actions and I said, are the actions that I'm taking helping me to achieve my, what I'm going to determine is my success. And so that required me to hand out a lot of business cards and shake a lot of hands. And I did my best to shake hands, talk and listen before I handed out the business card. Now, for me, the minute I heard somebody was a blogger and thinking of starting a podcast, I whipped a business card at them like I was a ninja with a throwing star. It was amazing. It was like, you know, whoosh, here, have a business card. Right? Because I was hypersensitive to anyone who's my potential audience. And I might have been a slightly forward with the business card at time. But there are two ends of that spectrum. Right? There is A, where you treat your business card like litter and you put them on the urinals in the restrooms. You put them on the tables and you put them in the lunchroom and you just put them everywhere. Right? And then the other end of that spectrum is, ooh, I've only got 1,000 business cards. I'm going to make sure that the only people I give this to are just my target audience. Okay. 1,000 business cards is a lot more. And I mean, when I see like a lot, I mean, a lot more business cards than you think it is. So they're like a nickel a piece, if that. Do not hesitate to give them out. So what is going to make New Media a success for you? And it might be finding people to network with. Okay. Well, then you better get talking to people. And then when you find somebody, you know, let other people know what you're looking for. So when you're talking to the ceramics podcast person and they hopefully ask you about you, you can say, well, I really came here to network. I'm looking for other like-minded podcasters, maybe to exchange some promos, things like that, just to do a little cross promotion, network with people, things like that. You know, they, again, may not want to do that with you because maybe you're not the right audience, but they might know somebody who knows somebody. So let other people know what you're looking for. All right, I'm still talking about what to do at New Media Expo, but I want to take a tangent here. And that is the word personal. And I'm going to give you somebody. See, I have a severe hard time kind of talking myself up. And what I mean by this is I worked for a Fortune 500 company and I won Employee of the Year as a customer service representative. Okay. Now, the cool thing about that is that that award had never been won by anybody who was not a salesperson until I came along. And the reason that my customer service was so mind-boggling, for lack of a better phrase, is the difference between good and great. Everybody thinks that I've got to go get a billboard, I've got to get a fireworks display, and the blimp to impress people. And it's not. I won an award because I would tell people, oh, okay, well, I'll call you back in 6 weeks. And then you know what I did? I called them back in 6 weeks. And I found really personal relationships in business, great customer service, connecting with people. Let's just look at it. Great connections are made by doing the little things that other people are either A, too busy to do, B, they are uninformed that it would work. You know, these little things are what make the difference. And so when people join the School of Podcasting, yes, I will admit there are some emails that go out that are automated by my system. But there is also information that is sent out that is written by my little fingers. And it goes out to them. I send them a personal message. And when somebody received that message this week, a brand new member of the School of Podcasting, in a nutshell, his response was, wow. In 20 years of internet marketing, I have never seen anything like this. I told my wife, come here and look at this. And for me, that made me smile because I'm like, all right, I'm glad to see I haven't lost my touch. Because when I came up with this idea, I thought it would work. And it does. But my point is, again, what was it? Was it anything big? No, it took me about 46 seconds to create this personal message. It doesn't cost me an arm and a leg. And the end result was wow. And the other end result, that person said, hey, you got to come here and see this. And I say this now, if we try to take that out of New Media Expo, that can apply to everything. Your podcast can be personal, right? This is where we say, I'm just talking to you right now. Just you. And I'm so glad you're here. And you don't have to have a podcast that is just, you know, oh my gosh, it's the blimp. It's the, you know, you think you have to, yes, you need great content. But a lot of times great content isn't just going to dwarf other content, but it is doing those little things that other people aren't maybe. The No Agenda Show. I bring up this example a lot. These guys make thousands. It supports two people. The No Agenda Show supports two people and their families. Why? Because they are doing things that regular media, the, you know, 3, 5, and 8, NBC, CBS, ABC, they're not doing it. It's called reporting, and they're doing it. They're doing it well. They're doing it in an entertaining fashion, and consequently, their audience, like me, goes, wow. So, and they make it personal. They thank anybody that donates to that show over, say, $50. You're going to get your name on that show. It's personal. So realize the difference between good and great is not this huge thing. It's just the little things that can set you apart. Another way to look at this, and then we'll get off this topic, is when you bite a cupcake, the first thing that hits your mouth is not the cake. It's the icing. It's that little bit on top that you go, oh, is this? And then you feel the moistness of the cupcake and you start to actually get to the cake of the cupcake. But that first impression is just that little bit extra called icing that really makes that good first impression. All right, so I wanted to tie this in because I always realized that there are many of you that are going, well, I'd like to go to New Media Expo, but I can't afford it, can't take time off from work, whatever it is. And if you are going, let me know because I haven't ordered my tickets yet, but I am like 99.9% going and looking forward. So, Charles, I will be hunting you down. I'm going to be hunting you down. I'm going to be hunting down Mike Russell as well as all the standard crew, right? Daniel, Cliff, Ray, you know, Ken Blanchard. I think Fred Castaneda, if he's going to be there, definitely be hunting him down. And I shouldn't name any names because everybody's going, oh, what about me, man? All my other new people that I met, looking forward to it. But what if you're not going? What does this episode have to do for you? Well, it's got a lot. And that is, how do you start a podcast? What does this message do for those who don't even have a podcast yet? Well, number one, you have to have a target. You know, and that is, in this case, your target audience. Who is going to listen to this? And what can you do to personally either help them, make them laugh, cry, think, groan, whatever it is, entertain, educate, but think of that person. Think of that person that would be listening. And then you need to have the courage to talk. And I don't know why I'm making this point like this, but you need to have the courage to talk to strangers. And sometimes it's really cool because I'm talking to strangers in an empty room right now. It's easy to do it now. There's nobody in front of you. It's a little harder when you're in front of an expo, you know, people right in front of you. But you have to have the courage to hit record. You have to have the courage to say, hi, I'm Dave. This is my podcast. And put it out there, right? Then you have to ask yourself, how am I going to know my podcast is a success? In the same way I said, how will you know if your trip to the New Media Expo is a success? How are you going to know your podcast is a success? How are you going to, what is the currency of your podcast? Is it going to be downloads? Is it going to be increase in business? Is it going to be increase in getting your message out? Maybe it's going to be your message getting out. Maybe it's the number of disciples of people that are spreading your message. Maybe it's merchandise that you sell. Whatever it is, how are you going to know if your podcast is a success? And then go back and say, all right, I'm going to know my podcast is a success when I blank, you know, get 3 new clients a month. I know my podcast is a success when I get at least 70 downloads an episode. I know my podcast is a success when whatever. We all have different motives of doing the podcast. But look at what that success is and then make sure that your actions support that. You know, if your goal, I will know my podcast is a success when people see me as an expert. Okay, well then, is the content of your podcast presented in a way that will help people see you as an expert without being obnoxious and going, hey, look at me, I'm an expert? That's a little, I don't think that method would work. And think about that. And then again, the other thing that I cannot stress enough with your podcast would be the same way going to Media Expo. It's got to be personal. I have said it over and over. A podcast is a time-shifted conversation. And you will have to personally interact with your audience if you want that audience to grow. You grow your audience one person at a time. In a nutshell, yes, it's great if you can get in front of a group of 50 people at an expo and talk. And people go, wow, did you hear that guy? And then they tell two friends and they tell two friends. That's great. But most of the time, it's one person that finds your podcast on Stitcher. They go down to the bottom left-hand corner. They click on the thumbs up button. And then they tell their friends. And they tell two friends and they tell two friends. Right? It's many times it's going to be one person at a time. And it's going to be you doing that little itty bitty thing, like answering an email and saying, hey, thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. That may all of you said that somebody goes, wow, this guy's really, really cool. He wrote back. It's the little things. It's responding to the comment. It's the little things. It's the personal thing.
Yeah, hi, Dave. It's Andrew Helmich here from The Wedding Podcast. That's theweddingpodcast.com.au. I'm based over here in Australia. I just want to say that I've recently found your show and I'm really loving it. I actually found you along with a couple of the other guys out there that you hang about with, Daniel J. Lewis and also Ray Ortega, and really loving, you know, all the podcasts that you guys are putting out. I've got a quick question for you and also, I guess, a little word of warning for listeners of yours. I recently purchased a whole lot of equipment through the advice from another leading podcaster. I feel like I've overspent and gone overboard with some of the stuff that I've bought. In particular, my mixer. I bought a Mackie 1402-VLZ3, and I just feel like it's overkill and overpriced for what I needed to get started. It looks fantastic. It's pretty impressive here on my desk, but I don't think I needed as many features or as many channels as this particular mixer has got. So, and when I put some inquiries through to that podcaster that recommended it, I got very short and abrupt answers. It was just, you know, that's what he recommends, and that was sort of it. So, like I said, I'm really glad I found you guys. The help that you guys seem to put out there is really relevant to us new podcasters, and I really look forward to your new episodes and enjoying going through all your back catalogue as well. So, I also have a quick question about the actual mix that I bought. I'm speaking into a Heil PR40. I'm totally wrapped with the mic. I've got no problems there at all. But I'm just wondering, with my mixer, I have to push my volume controls right up high. I have the gain set at about 10 o'clock on my mixer, but I have to push the volume right up and also the output volumes, I think that's what you call it, the output sliders, to get a good enough reading on my Roland R-05 voice recorder. So I'm just wondering if I'm doing everything right there. I can't see that I could do anything different. But I'd love a bit of input from you. If you could give me a bit of advice or a tip there on setting all that up, that'd be fantastic. I don't know if you can do that via a podcast, but I'd be keen to hear any info that you've got. Thanks again. Love your show. Can't wait for your next episode. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Andrew Wright. Love to hear things from across the pond, my friend. Cheerio, chip, chip, pip, pip, and all that, right? Yeah, right. Thank you so much for writing in. And let's see. Where do we start with this one? Number one. You do not. I right now I'm talking into a $300 microphone. It's the Audio Technica RE320. And I'm sorry, did I say Audio Technica? It's the Electrovoice RE320. And it's a great microphone. It's just as cool as a Heil PR40, which costs also about $300. But when I do my videos and when my wife podcasts with me, she uses a $43 microphone. And by the way, the other one, the Audio Technica, I think it's 2005 microphone, is now $39. And I'm telling you, it sounds just as good as this one. And the big point here is it doesn't sound $250 better. So you don't have to spend. And one of the things that I, back in the day, when I first got into consulting, one of my taglines was, I listen to what you want and I give you what you need. Because depending on, I need to go research a little more of the mixer you got, but there are people that will give you equipment, and I believe that particular one has auxiliary sends. And I can tell you right now, in the 8 years that I've done podcasting, I've never, ever used the auxiliary send. In fact, I have a tutorial at the School of Podcasting that shows you how to plug everything in. And I explained that half the knobs on a mixer, even though you look at it and go, that half of those you don't use, right? So it's not that scary. But you can go overboard. And a lot of people are like, you've got to have this pristine audio quality or no one will listen to you. Right? Not entirely true. There's listenable, there's really, really cool sounding, and then there's crap. And it's really, that's about it. It's either crap, it's listenable, or wow, does that sound good? That's my opinion. And you don't need, oh my God, is that, it's just like your ears are going, oh, thank you so much. Right? You don't need to, and that's like $1,000. So let me, I have a cheat sheet that I hand people. All right, here's the typical one-person podcast. A microphone, the Audio Technica, and you can find these if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. And you can get a microphone. The one that I just mentioned is $43. You can get its bigger brother, technically the Pro line right now, for $39. You can get a mic stand for, the one I'm using right now is kind of a boom arm, and you can get those for about $65. And that actually has a shock mount built into it. I've actually ordered that one, another one for my wife. You need a pop filter. You need this. This is not a want. This is a need. Those are about $16. The mixer I'm using is a little Behringer one. It's an old Eurorack 802, but I think the new one is the Xenix 802. Those go for about $64. The cables to plug it from the mixer into your computer, about $10. Headphones are whatever you want, really. I mean, the ones, what am I using? I am using the Audio Technica M30, and those go for about $59. Now, can I use my earbuds? Yep. You typically want something that covers your ears so the sound coming through your headphones doesn't go back into your microphone, but I've listened to a lot of different pair of headphones, and in the end, you just need to hear yourself. I mean, there are people that will really argue that point, but if you're just starting out, you don't need to spend $200 on a pair of headphones. You need probably Skype Pro. This is $60 a year, and this allows you to make phone calls from your computer to phones because not everybody's going to have Skype. That, again, depending on your podcast, may be optional. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe it's just going to be you and a microphone. You're going to need media hosting. I recommend Libsyn, Libsyn.com. Use the coupon code SOPFREE to get a month free. Or I recommend Blueberry. That's Blueberry.com. And in both cases, you're probably going to spend about $20 a month. I recommend a portable recorder. I use the Roland R-05. That's $200. I will say for the first 3 years of podcasting, I recorded directly into my computer. And that's why I had not one but two episodes that I lost to a crash, and most people that do record into their computer eventually have that. And then you're going to need some intro music. This could be, let's say you did $8 music for that. You can get that over to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music. And then maybe you can get a voiceover at Fiverr. Now, that's always not a great idea, and I'll talk about, this is kind of like typical. And then you need album artwork, and that's usually around $40. And the software to do a podcast, you can use Audacity, you can use GarageBand. So again, just starting out, typical person, that's $589. Now, if you take out the portable recorder, that's $389, which is why I say it's about the price of an Xbox. You could get a cheaper mic stand. Actually, the microphone the Audio-Technica 2100 comes with a desktop stand. You could actually use the one that comes with it. You just got to kind of bend over your desk to get next to it. But again, if you're on a budget, that wipes $65 out. In fact, I'll talk about that. Let's do that. I'm on a tight budget. I want a podcast for free, okay? Your microphone is $43. And actually, right now, I would say it's $39. Go for the big brother. You're still going to need a pop filter. And so that's $16. You're going to need media hosting. That's $20 a month. And if you really need to, you could use them as your website. You need intro music. That is $13 again for your free music. Or you could just go without an intro if you really, really wanted to. You're going to need album artwork. So that's $112. And like I said, if you go without the intro music, you're looking at basically $100. $43 for a microphone, a pop filter, and album artwork. All right. Now, if you said, money is no object, right, Lovey? Yes. Oh, Thurston, let's start a podcast. Right. So in that case, then you go with a Heil PR40, but realize that microphone is 300 bones. And by the time you buy the boom arm and the shock mount and the pop filter, you're looking at $600. Yeah. Right. And you just don't need that. Now you can't. Does it sound better than the $43 microphone? Yes. Does it sound hundreds of dollars better? No. All right. Now you can get a Mackie mixer, which really the only big difference is it has an on off switch. You don't have to unplug it to turn it on and on. You're going to have cables now to plug your microphone in. So that's going to be $18 as opposed to $10. For your headphones, maybe you want some cool Sony MDR7506 that are used in Sirius satellite radio studios. Those are $92. Your Skype Pro is $60 a year. Your media hosting is $20 a month. Your portable recorder, $199. Your intro music. Now you're going to go to Music Radio Creative. So now you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Music Radio Creative. And that, I'm going to say, it depends because you have to do that whole conversion. I think it's around $40 for a promo, I think. Double check on that. But Mike Russell will definitely take care of you on that. And you're going to need some album artwork. Now, by the time you do all that, and the other thing I haven't mentioned, if you don't have a website, you have to throw in $7 a month for that. But by the time you spend all that, you're looking at $1,158. And I'm just saying the difference in sound between that setup and the person who did the $589 is not double better. Does that make any sense? Double better. It's not that. Now, there is going to be a difference between that setup and the person that spent $112, but you don't have to spend a bazillion dollars because mic stands can go from anywhere from $30 to $120. Mixers can go from anywhere from $65 to $89. And if you're just a solo person, you can actually get away, if you wanted to, again, not my favorite setup, plug that microphone directly into the computer. So I'm sorry to hear you had that experience. And the good news is, now if we're going to try to flip this, you have plenty of room to grow. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out with the Heil PR40, now again, I'm not talking into one. I've played with one twice. And that is the one thing I've noticed is it doesn't have a huge, what's the word here? The output of that microphone is not exactly what I would call ear shattering. So the fact that you do have to turn the gain up on that and the volume up and everything else, it's just the way that microphone is. Now, the good news is it picks up everything that's right in front of it and almost nothing that's not around it. And it does sound, it's got a nice warm tone to it. It's a great microphone, but no, you're not, if you're like, hey, should this be this way? Yeah, the Heil PR40, you're going to have to crank that bad boy up to get some juice out of it. So thank you for the question, and best of luck with your podcast. Keep us posted on how things are going. And you can, I forgot to mention, you can find Andrew. He's actually a wedding photographer. Got some great pictures at his website. If you go to podcast.yourweddingmadeeasy.com.au, because he's an Aussie. Crikey. And he does the wedding podcast. So speaking of that, speaking of two things here, I'm going to piggyback on that. Number one, the one thing I don't like about the new iTunes store, so when you're in the iTunes software and you go into the iTunes store and you look up your podcast, your website is no longer a link. Now here, I found Andrew's podcast in iTunes preview on the web, not in the software, but on the web. There's a link to your website. That's good. But in the actual software, for whatever reason, iTunes no longer shows a link to your website. So you want to be sure to say things like schoolofpodcasting.com because it's not going to be out at your listing. And speaking of weddings and people in love, I've been talking about a podcast I'm going to be doing with my wife. And I have a little promo for that right now. Why are we doing this podcast?
Because our marriage sucks.
Okay. That's one way of putting it.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
I think my favorite line that you said was, we didn't start off hating each other. And that will be at healingourmarriage.com right now. The website's just still going up. We've been working on this thing since like July, on and off. And what's interesting about it is my wife really hates her voice. So don't feel bad when you first start out podcasting. I know Andrew was saying he was kind of a new podcaster. You know, you're going to have that. Also, if you're looking for new, like brand new podcasting kind of tips, check out schoolofpodcasting.fm. I've got a streaming station over there that you can listen to with questions about brand new stuff and co-hosts and things like that. Things that around starting your podcast. But yeah, my wife really hates her voice. But we have, what's interesting is you will find out as you listen to that show that podcasting almost ruined my marriage. And I believe if things keep going the way they're going, I think podcasting is going to save my marriage as well. So that I will keep you posted as that podcast unfolds. We're going to have a bunch of shows in the can before we let that one out because we're not sure how this show is not easily produced. And that's one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about, just to bring that up. Is I always tell people, record a couple test shows. And my wife and I have done two, and the first one turned out great. And the second one, we didn't really have an outline. We had a plan, and there was some sort of magazine that has a Can This Marriage Be Saved kind of thing. We tried to kind of duplicate that. And in the end, I'd never heard of the magazine. She had read it. I had no idea what she was talking about. It just didn't turn out very well. And we went, you know what? Because at the end of it, we always kind of go, what do people learn? What did my audience get out of this? Because it's not just, hey, come listen to Dave and his wife argue podcast. That's not really entertaining. And so at the end, there wasn't anything for the audience. And I went, yeah, that's not going to make it. So sometimes you have to find your own voice. And I don't want people to have paralysis by analysis, because you just overanalyze everything. But there are times when you kind of go, yeah, that wasn't very good. So look for that early 2013. And speaking of that, you know, if you want to start a podcast, jump in now if you want one at the beginning of the year, because it does take a little planning, takes a little time to get the graphics together and things like that. I haven't said this in a while, but everything we talk about today, you can find out at our website. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/335, and all the links to the shows and things like that, you can find that just by going again to schoolofpodcasting.com/335. All right, next up, I want to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look of some of the things I run into and share some stats with you. And I had somebody call me. I'm going to kind of keep them some of this information confidential, but they called me from a fairly major magazine. It's a niche magazine. They have a very small market. It's not like, you know, People. It's a, you know, this magazine is geared for these kind of people. And the owner, I guess it is, explained to me, check this out, that newsstand, I guess, not subscriptions, maybe it's not subscriptions, but basically print media is down 200%, while digital media is up 300%. And he said, so that kind of says that's where we got to go. And he was asking me, he originally contacted me about getting his magazine on Amazon, because I said, look, I got my book, More Podcast Money, on Amazon. It's actually pretty easy to get your stuff on Amazon. Obviously, he's already got the editors and all the graphics and things like that. So we talked to him about that. But then we got going about you could use a podcast to promote your then magazine in a digital format on Amazon. And there are all sorts of things to put things in iBooks and things like that. A lot of it's really expensive, like, you know, $1,000 for the software. And I'm like, look, if you can get it into, you know, this format, it's pretty easy. And the thing that, unfortunately, we get into these situations where our business is dying and things are getting scary. I have been there. And you're like, I just need to make money, and I need to make money now. And they were looking into how can we sell the podcast. And I said, well, you know, you could record whatever's in your next issue as a podcast, and then using a membership site like a Digital Access Pass, you can actually have subscriptions. You can have a subscription, and your RSS feed only works if your subscription is up to date. So you can have content. You could have basically a premium podcast. I said, so that's something you could do. You could also, though, but that would be, again, trying to make money from the physical podcast. And most people that I see are using podcasting to A, build a relationship with your audience, B, reach a global audience for literally, you know, $20 a month-ish. And you can start for about $100 and $150, maybe, startup costs. And he was talking about having some of his authors read their articles and put them on the website. That is not a podcast. The key to a podcast is people can subscribe to it, and that information comes to them. They are pulling that information off your website without going to it, and that's how that relationship builds. They're getting more of your content easily. So let me explain something here about subscribing to a podcast. And you can learn about this if you go to learntosubscribe.com. I've got a quick tutorial on this. But right now, if I check my phone, I'm down, which is kind of scary, to 63 podcasts that I listen to. And if I didn't subscribe to those podcasts every day, I would wake up and have to go to 63 different websites to go, is there anything new? Anything new? Anything new? Anything? Anything new? By having something like iTunes or Google Reader, or in my case, I use Beyond Pod on my Android phone, it goes out to those 63 websites and goes, anything new, and brings it down. So if there's new information, it just shows up and I can consume that content. So what I was telling them, and they said how they've got like 40 years of back issues, and their content, in theory, should be evergreen. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do with that back stuff? And they're like, well, you know, you can't I guess you could try to reprint it. Or I'm like, that's your podcast content. So here's something they could do, because it's been available in print. Take that information, use it in a podcast, and use that to market your podcast. And they said most of them are short, 500 words kind of articles. And I go, great. Have a quick intro, explain what your podcast is, mention your website. Here's your quick 500 words. That's going to take maybe 5 minutes, if that. End the podcast, promote your website, and explain how you can buy new you know, this is just some of the information that you can find in our magazine. And then boom, send them to Amazon, send them to iTunes, wherever your digital format is, do that. Now, the beautiful thing about that is, again, they kept going back to, okay, but how can we sell that download? And I was like, okay, here's what you do. You start to put episodes out. And I said, because right now, you know, the you're going to have to use your paper people to say, hey, come buy the digital download. That's the only way they're going to know that digital download is there. I said, and you just told me that, you know, reading the paper is down. So why not go into the digital world to tell people about your digital product? So if you must sell the MP3 file instead of using it as a marketing tool, do both. Use it as a marketing tool. You're seeing people like Mark Maron now and Jay Moore, who are two very, very successful podcast comedians who have this great evergreen content. And now that they've been doing it for a year or so, they say, hey, here's so many episodes are free. If you want the back catalog, it's X amount of money. And now you're back into some sort of membership fee or however you want to handle that. But the beautiful thing is, how do you make money from old podcasts? Or this is just another way, is to sell your back catalog. The beautiful thing of that is it doesn't require any extra effort. You're taking something that's done and selling it. And I told them, I said, hey, here's my suggestion. Looking at the resources you have, go into your back catalog in these magazines, find evergreen content, record it as a podcast. Use that information to promote your current information that's available and get that in a digital format. And if you want to still promote print, you can. And then as this goes, maybe do two a week, because I explained that if these are going to be short, that'd be great, because according to Todd Cochran's stats, people that podcast twice a week, and what a coincidence, both Mark Maron and Jay Moore podcast twice a week, it makes your audience grow faster. And then because you will be assessing, you'll be building a back catalog that much faster, you will then be able to start selling that back catalog quicker. But when you first start out, make everything free. And that is the hardest thing to hear when you're like, look, my business is shrinking and I need money. And then you have somebody come up and go, look, just give it all away for free. And that's where, realize the way podcasting works is it helps build a relationship. And I told him, I said, the great thing about it is you're going to open a giant door for your clients, for your customers to give you feedback on these stories, to give you insights and things like that. And what's that going to do? That's going to help you better understand your customer. And now the content, the new content that you make can immediately address what they're talking about. And so your content gets better because you have a better understanding of your customer. And so you could say, you know, here's an article, yada, yada, yada. In this week's digital issue, we talk about such and such, and that's based on the feedback of your customer. And that might, you know, say, oh, wow, that's this and that. Or, you know, answer the question. There's so many ways to go. But the thing I hate to see, I don't hate to see it. I understand the concept that people are like, look, we need money. But realize you build a relationship with the podcast. You get better understanding of your customer. And you then harness that relationship into some form of monetary gain, whether it's, hey, for more information, get the podcast. You know, it's a membership site. You can actually download it. Because I said the other thing about print, hold on, let me finish that thought. So however you're going to sell, you're going to get a membership site. You're going to have premium subscriptions. You can sell the back catalog. There's all sorts of ways to do that. But the other thing that I had to point out to him that makes audio podcasting so special is the fact that I said, you know, if you're talking about videos, okay, I can't drive and watch a video. I can't, you know, walk the dog. I could walk the dog, I guess, and watch a video as long as I don't accidentally walk into the street. That would be bad, right? But the great thing about audio podcasts is it makes it very easy to multitask. And let's face it, we are all busy. And the fact that You know, I can go on the treadmill and listen to a podcast. I listen to podcasts in the car all the time. I drove to Michigan last weekend for a teacher's convention. It was really, really cool. Learned a lot about learning online, and I already felt like I knew a decent amount, but there's some really cool stuff out there. And so for 4 hours, actually 8 hours if you count the round trip, you know, I listened to nothing but podcasts. And at one point, I was getting gas or something like that, and I turned on the radio, and it was just commercial, commercial, commercial. And I was laughing on the way home. I got near Cleveland, which is where I'm from, and I went to one classic rock station, and they were playing a song from AC/DC's Back in Black. I went to the next classic rock station, and they were playing, you guessed it, a track from AC/DC's Back in Black. I went to the third classic rock station, or even just rock station, in Cleveland, Ohio, WMMS, and you guessed it, they were playing, and I'm not making this up, a track from AC/DC's Back in Black. Now, for the record, I own AC/DC's Back in Black. It is the number two best-selling album of all time, but in theory, I've heard those songs enough. And that's why I don't listen to the radio. And so that's my thought here, is if you're in a spot and you're trying to get the word out about your business, there are all sorts of great ways that you can do this. There's a great software program called Evernote. And you can use it on your phone, you can use it on your computer, and it's just like having basically post-it notes in the cloud. And you can record your voice, you can sit there and go, oh, don't forget the milk or whatever. And there's all sorts of great things like that. They do a podcast, and check this out. Check this out. Their CEO, their main marketing dude, and I believe their technical guy, sit in a room and they talk about what's going on with the company, what they're working on, what's coming up, and then they get audience feedback that says, hey, I love your software. You may not have heard of anybody using it this way, but I'm doing blah, blah, blah. Well, great. That person is so excited about their software program that they just basically recorded a commercial for them. And then they'll ask questions. Hey, have you ever thought of using this with a software? And then you've got the three main players to say, ooh, that's a really good idea. Which shows what? That they're interested in their audience and they're listening. So sometimes I always tell people, podcasting could be a great customer service tool. Just go through all the frequently asked questions and put that out, and you'll be amazed at how you can reduce your service costs. And it shows that you care. And again, you build that relationship with your clients. So that's just a little insight into some of the things that you might be able to use podcasting for. In terms of a business, in terms of promotion, and the thing that, like I said, everybody wants to jump on the how do I sell the audio file, realize, and this is just my opinion, you may get more traction by using the audio or video file to build a relationship and then leverage the relationship to increase your subscribers or your circulation or your sales or whatever it is, however your company tracks their success. All right, as we head towards the door, as we're closing in on an hour, and for the record, these longer podcasts are killing me. How much longer I can keep up with this. I appreciate that everybody said, we want more, Dave, but hoofa. I'm putting this at the end. I want to thank everybody, all the members of the School of Podcasting. To make a really long story short, my wife had her gallbladder removed last week and was kind of down for the count. In fact, at one point we thought she was having a heart attack. That was not a fun week. And everybody, one of the great things about podcasting is you do create relationships with people, and the members of the School of Podcast, I still get people emailing me, Dave, how's your wife? Well, I'm here to tell you, the wife is fine. She's actually, I think she has another week before she can go back to work, but she's up and around now, and she's getting sassy, so she's fine. And so I appreciate everybody who did that, but you know, I always like to do a kind of, hey, what did we learn today, children? Well, number one, we learned if you're going to the New Media Expo, you better go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX as a Nancy Mary Xylophone. And we learned that you better bring some courage and some business cards and a target and an idea of what you want from that. I'll give you a cool example, though. I had a client this week that I spoke with who is on Sirius Satellite Radio, and she found out about me, not from somebody who hired me to do work, somebody who thought she was going to start a podcast, decided she's going to put that off till 2013, but she met me at Blog World, now New Media Expo. So here again, it's just, and I shook her hand and said, hey, great, blah, blah, blah. And she was commenting on how I was the analogy king, and it turns out she was the analogy queen. And the analogy queen has now referred me somebody who's on CNN and satellite. It's a really cool thing. So it's worth talking to people. And I'm going to throw that in here too. What the heck? Let's just go over an hour. It's a marathon. And that is, when I say bring courage, I remember the very first New Media Expo, and there standing across from me was one Adam Curry. Now, if you're new to podcasting, Adam Curry is one of the people that invented podcasting. I grew up in the 80s. He was on MTV, so there's the guy from Headbangers Ball. You know, and he was the guy behind Pod Show, now Mevio, now whatever it is. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's Adam Curry. And I went over and talked to him for just a little bit. Didn't want to hog up all his time. Got to talk to Leo Laporte for a little bit. Got his opinion on some of the slogans I was using for the brand new school of podcasting at that time. So don't be afraid to, for lack of a better phrase, talk to the big boys and girls, because they're just people too. Don't go over there and monopolize them and, hey, can I interview for an hour and a half? I don't think that's going to work. But make that relationship. Make it personal again. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned, if you're going to New Media Expo, again, bring your courage, your business cards, and a plan and an attack. We learned that if you buy a Heil PR40, that, yeah, you do got to crank those bad boys up a little bit. And we learned that you don't need to spend $1,200 on, you know, podcast equipment. If you got the budget, by all means, blow away. And please use my Amazon links. Those are great as well. But you don't need to. You can actually start for almost $100 if you're really strapped for cash. All right, we talked about that. And then we talked about maybe how you can use podcasting in your business and how a lot of people get, in my opinion, get focused on trying to sell the downloads. And yeah, you can do that, but I think it's better used as a tool to develop that relationship and then leverage the relationship into some sort of way that you want to prosper. And I'm going to go back one step. One thing I forgot to mention about that podcasting equipment, realize that the people you are talking to, in some cases, they will try to put you in kind of their podcasting box. Like my podcasting boxes, I don't do podcasts live. I'm working on them now because more and more people, for whatever reason, want to stream their podcast live. So I need to know how to do that. But when you first sign up, I'm going to tell you how to podcast just like I do. And that's where you have to have somebody who's willing to, and here again is that importance of this term. You got to be able to listen. And it's so important to make people feel important, to give them what they want, things of that nature. So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting. It's morning announcements. Contact information one last time. dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Phone number courtesy of podcast voicemail is 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment on our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also use the feedback button on the left-hand side. And I hope this holiday season is finding you well. And one of the things I want to point out about the holidays, number one, realize it's 3 days. That's Thanksgiving here in the U.S., Christmas and New Year's Day. So don't keep eating all those cookies because it's the holidays, because the holidays are only 3 days. That's how Americans gain 10 pounds over the holidays. We treat them like a month and a half. And also just realize, yes, there's a lot of fun things to do in the holiday season, but whatever you do, don't forget to drag your family along, because in my opinion, that's what the holidays are all about. Spending time with your family and your friends. It's not so much what you're doing and the decorations and things like that, because I've spent Christmases alone, and it's not a lot of fun. And it doesn't matter how much tinsel you have and how many lights you have. I would much rather sit in a completely dark room with my family than sit in a light show that is insane with a bunch of people I don't know. So stick with your family. That's always a good thing. And I hope to see you on the inside. If you're looking to start a podcast, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the Join Now button. If you don't have a website, use the... if you don't have a website, send me an email with Quick Start in the subject. And I will tell you more about that when you do that. And there's a great way to start off where you basically get... you buy hosting. You get a free month of it's a School of Podcasting. And I set up your website with all the podcasting plugins and things like that. And also, and I need to spell this out. Here's a quick tip. If you're doing any kind of e-merchandise and you make up a coupon, make up a coupon people can spell. Because nobody can spell listener. It's L-I-S-T-E-N, hence listen, E-R. L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R, and that will save you 30% off when you sign up at the School of Podcasting, because it's a great time to jump in the water. So thank you so much for listening. I remind you, like I said earlier, about your family. Just live a life worth podcasting about. And we will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thank you so much. God bless. And happy holidays.